You are listening to the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Tuesday, April 11th, 2006. Welcome to episode 44.
I'm a sinner, I'm a wreck. I'm in up to my neck. Cause I'm a lifelong overachiever. I have made mistakes galore. I've had less and I've had more. Been on both sides of being a dreamer. I look around, I can hardly believe where I am. This lucky girl is me, standing in the sun, bathing in the light. I'm living pretty good, even if I ain't living just right. Tomorrow's far away, so I'm gonna celebrate everything I love and every little way. Friends, more beginnings than ends, as some hearts I'll carry forever. I've made promises I've kept. There've been times I should have left. Learned the hard way to never say never. Now you and I, we've been up and we've been down. It's just fine. I'm loving you here and now. Standing in the sun, bathing in the light. I'm living pretty good, even if I ain't living just right. Tomorrow's far away, so I'm gonna celebrate.
Online at music.podshow.com, the PodSafe Music Network. And a new feature of the PodSafe Music Network, which I just realized is there recently, you can now go on there and purchase music from their artist. It's like 99 cents a song or something, a lot like iTunes. I haven't tried it myself. Podcasters get to podcast for free. I'm sure that they're doing something cool, like giving away higher quality versions or something for the 99 cents. You will have to go on there and check it out. If you're wondering why I sound so much different today, is because I'm actually podcasting from my hotel room, and it's kind of late. It's not real late. It's not even 9:30 yet, but I don't want to be too loud. I don't want to be louder than people would normally be in a hotel room, and bother people who might be next to me, because the walls are pretty thin here, and there's a big space under the door, and I can definitely hear people out in the hallway pretty easily, so I'm guessing people can hear me as well. And it's really easy to be self-conscious when you're in a hotel room, because I have absolutely everything turned off. There's no TV, there's no fans, there's no heater, because I'm doing the show, and so I sound really loud to myself, I'm hoping that I'm really, really quiet and people in other rooms don't notice me at all. Because if I turned the TV on, it would be louder than I am now. But for some reason, the sound of a person talking alone in a hotel room seems to carry, or at least it seems to me that it carries, although maybe I'm imagining that. Because if someone was here and I was talking to them, I would be talking to them at this level, and it would be completely normal, and I wouldn't think anything of it. So, we will see. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, episode 44. I have to apologize. I can't believe that it has been just about 3 months. January 20th was the last show that I recorded, and we were on a roll there. We were doing a bunch of shows, and now here we are, April 11th, did I say? I believe that's correct. Now I don't even know. I'm not even sitting at the computer. I decided that I'm going to do the show. I'm actually sitting on my bed, so I'm not directly next to a wall, just in case it makes it a little bit louder. And it's more comfortable to sit on the bed because I'm really tired of sitting in that chair, because that's all my work is done from this really, really cheap, not an office chair, but just the chair they have for the desk, which is just a plain wooden kitchen table kind of chair, and I've been sitting in it for a while. So, anyway, the word for this show is finally. We're finally doing another show. Well, lots of news, and I think a lot of the news will explain why there hasn't been a show for most of the time. Things have been really busy, as you can imagine. Everybody always says that. Everybody's busy. That's how life is. But I was really hoping that I was going to be able to forge ahead and get up to episode 50 before my birthday, but that didn't happen. I don't even know what happened that I stopped recording in January, but that month got a little bit busy, and pretty much I was just lazy at that point. But on February 25th this year, I turned 30, the big 30, and so that's a pretty big event. Really makes you kind of stop and think about the fact that I'm not in my 20s anymore. I'm in my 30s. That's really weird. And obviously, a lot of my friends are turning 30 or have turned 30 recently, or Danielle, who turned 30 a long time ago. So everyone I know and a lot of my listeners obviously are going through the whole turning 30 thing, and it's kind of weird, you know? It's funny, I've actually found myself, you know, I think I'm dressing a little bit differently, and I'm going to bed at different times now, and I don't know if it's because I'm 30 and I'm thinking about it, and I say, well, you know, I'm in my 30s, I have to be responsible, or if it's, I just notice it because I'm thinking about it, I don't know. So the big news is not that I turned 30, but shortly after my birthday, and of course now I don't have it written down, so I can't do anything without having actual dates in front of me. And while it seems like it's been a really long time since we last did the show, it's only been so long. Not too long after my birthday, only like a week, maybe 2 weeks, I got a call. I haven't been on the job market, as most of you know, for years. I mean, occasionally I put out my resume, and I will talk to someone, but I haven't been really looking for a job in quite some time. I'll do the short-term contracts, you know, a few weeks here or a couple nights a week. Last year I was very busy doing the Wegmans contract, and that was great, but that was only 3 nights a week, and on average it was actually like 2 nights a week over a pretty long period of time with some gaps in it. And so, you know, that wasn't really being on the market looking for work. It was just kind of a cool little job that came up. But I out of the blue, I was called by someone in New Jersey. Normally, I don't respond to jobs in New Jersey because I've had really bad luck with any jobs out east, New York City, New Jersey, anything like that, Albany, being either hoaxes or falling through or being really, really unprofessional. I'll go into that stuff some other time. I wasn't going to do it, but it was with a consulting firm, CTG, who I worked with previously when I was at IBM. I worked through CTG, and Andy worked through CTG, and they were absolutely great. My time at IBM was wonderful, and my relationship with CTG was really good. And so I got called about this job, and I was like, well, You know, it's they need people to do these interviews who are qualified. You know, they have to show five people so that one can get hired. But if they don't show five qualified people, you know, it's not good for them. So I said, well, you know, I'll do this interview for them because it's kind of a favor. They need a number of people. I'm not going to get picked because I'm from way too far away. I'm looking for too much money. No one in New Jersey ever hires me anyway. But I thought it would be worth it for me to make sure I was practicing my resume, my interviewing skills, and it would give me a CTG contact in New Jersey for when I did go on the market that I would have someone to talk to. And so it just it seemed like an okay thing to do. I could just take a day off, drive down to New Jersey, do this interview, and come back. And that would be it. I didn't think anything more of it than that. We didn't really, you know, Dominica and I hadn't really discussed working in New Jersey because we weren't taking it seriously at all. And that was on, I believe that was a Tuesday that I was called and I said, well, yeah, I would do an interview. Then by Tuesday at noon, we had already gotten approval on the rate that I was asking for, which was a big surprise that they even went that route. And then by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they wanted to know if I could be there the next day for an interview. And it turned out they weren't able to organize fast enough, and they had to hold off. And then they conflicted with my schedule because I was doing a project. At this point, I don't even remember what the project was. It must have been I was working in Ithaca on that Tuesday, and they couldn't do anything on Monday. So we ended up that it was on Wednesday that I would have the interview. And this actually worked out really well because I was going to Ithaca and I was able to drive to Ithaca, work, and then drive on to New Jersey. And I went down and I did the interview. It was actually three interviews, which when you're driving that far, you hope that they give you quite a bit of interview time to make it worth it. And I thought the interviews went well, but still at this point we were thinking that, you know, everybody seemed really nice, but obviously I wasn't going to get the position. But the interview had gone well enough that I kind of felt that I would really like the position should it be offered to me, but we were only marginally considering that a possibility at that point. You know, it's tough in hindsight to see exactly what you were thinking, but the whole process of interviewing was not to get a job, but to keep up relationships with CTG, and so that was it. I did the interview, got back in the car, and returned to New York, and wasn't really thinking too much of it. I expected feedback, but not a tremendous anything happening. And it was a short-term contract. It was 6 months. So, I mean, there was some possibility that it could come through, but 6 months was the total length of the project. Nothing ever runs its full length, so really 4 months. And so at this point, we had kind of kicked around the idea of, oh, several months I could work in New Jersey, and that would be something we would definitely consider, but we still didn't think that it was going to really happen. At this point, I'm going to take a break, actually, because I can see over on my monitor that Dominica is trying to speak with me, and I don't want to try to talk to her while I'm recording the show, because I just can't do those two things at the same time, and you'll have a lot of dead air, and it won't be very interesting. So I'm going to play the song Today by Amy Daly. Yeah, we're doing two Amy Daly songs, yes, on the same night. But I didn't find very many artists I liked recently, and she's pretty good. I really like this music. So I'm going to play that for you, and I will be back after the song.
Work more overtime, make the boss a better friend of mine, learn to schmooze my way to the top, or not. I could have the perfect lawn, the kind that takes all weekend long, pulling weeds out in the freaking hot, or not. Or not. he's Mr. Right. Swear I'll love the man no matter what. I could buy Aunt Mildred's car. It ain't been driven very far. Be sensible with the money I don't got. Or not. I could obsess, I could fret, and struggle with the struggle of my life. And but I ain't perfected yet. Miss out on the sweet stuff. Always waiting for some other shoe to drop.
Apologize, that was actually Amy Daly with Or Not. Today is actually the one that we played at the beginning of the show. This one was Or Not. So sorry, it's been a very messed up show. It's been so long since I've done a show that I don't have my process together the way that I should. And also, I have to say that I went back through the SGL archives during the break there, and realized that this is not episode 44, as I announced at the beginning. This is episode 46. Episode 44 and 45 were actually done in late February, and got accidentally marked as daily updates and not podcast on SGL. So when I did a search for those, they disappeared. So I went back, I fixed those. If you do a search for podcast, if you're subscribing to the SGL podcast, from SGL directly, which is the high-quality podcast, definitely the way I recommend getting the show, then you'll notice that those two new ones have shown up. So I'm sorry for people who've had a subscription and have not gotten those all this time. They are there. You can get them now. And you can listen to the awesome show. So, anyway, actually, I have to say, the break I just took, while to you, sounding like a song, actually, to me, lasted an entire day. It is now 9:16 on the 12th, no longer the 11th. I ended up not having a chance to come back and had to go to work, worked all day, and now I'm back in the hotel room. It's actually about the same time, only it's the next day. So isn't it amazing how podcasting works? And I could have gone back and I could have edited all that stuff and made it correct the first time. And if I was, Bob Chrisman with the Jedi Council Speaks, he would have done that. He's a editing heavy podcaster. And if I was Father Roderick from Your Daily Breakfast, Daily Breakfast podcast, he's a big believer in leaving it all in. And I kind of fall somewhere in the middle. I do light editing. But this show, I've had so little time to prep, and I have such little editing facilities with me working on a laptop. I know there's tons of podcasters who do nothing but work on laptops, but I'm spoiled, and too bad. So this show is going to be more lightly edited than most, but I wanted to get it up, and I wanted to get back and make sure everyone knew that we were still around and still podcasting. And now, the other problem that we're going to have is I don't know how long it's going to be before people can actually hear this show, because we've had issues with our media not working. I'm hoping it's just with my laptop that we're having that problem, but I have no way to tell because all I have is my laptop, and all I've had for the last 3 weeks is my laptop. So this coming weekend, tomorrow night, I'm heading back to New York And I'm hoping that I can upload to Our Media from my desktop. I don't know what could be the difference, but one way or another, I'm going to get the show posted. Our Media is still in alpha, even though it's been about a year now, and they have all kinds of problems. Still, they haven't gotten the technology down yet, but they're a great service, and we're glad that they're paying for this show. So thanks, Our Media, even though you're not working, but we'd love you even more if you worked. Anyway, I had this great story that I was telling. So we did the interview, and on Thursday, I actually got called by the consulting firm, and they said that the interview had gone really, really well, which I was not expecting. I was expecting, you know, oh, the interview went fine, but you're not strong enough, or you live too far away, or, you know, there's 50 candidates who are local and desperate for work, whatever. But what they actually said was, well, the biggest concern is that it sounded like you were really looking for a short-term contract and didn't want to go perm. Which completely caught me by surprise. That was something we weren't expecting at all. I mean, perm had never been mentioned. I suppose, looking back, there was an email early on that, you know, had casually said, 6-month contract, we'll consider perm or something. But that's the kind of thing that contractors put into every job description. It's just, you know, so many people are looking for perm. I'm not one of them, actually. Andy is not one of them. We're professional contractors, and we're very proud of that. But the average person these days who is looking for work is looking for perm but willing to take contracts because jobs are more scarce and there's contracts when there isn't perm. So people take what they can get. But so a lot of places throw in the attempt to perm or contract will consider perm clauses to kind of tempt people into taking jobs they may not take otherwise. You know, I completely ignore it, one, because I'm not looking for it, and two, because 99% of the time, it's total baloney. It's just made up because, I mean, okay, let's be honest, what job isn't considering perm? You know, people always say, well, you know, if you take this contract, would you consider perm? Well, sure, I would consider it, but I haven't worked the contract yet. I don't know how much you're going to offer me to go perm. I don't know what the job's like. I don't know, you know, I can tell you, you know, are you looking for a, yes, I'm going to commit to perm now and you don't have to offer it to me? No, that's, you know, some people definitely are so interested in perm that they will do that, but, you know, I think it's a weird request, given that jobs, at least in both New York and New Jersey, they're considered free will contracts. That you know, when you take a job, the company is bound to pay you for the work that you do, but they can release you at any time as long as there's, you know, not discrimination or anything illegal going on, and you can choose to quit at any time. There's no such thing as a work contract. You know, you can't sign a contract for duration of labor or anything like that in New York or New Jersey. Obviously, you can sign one, but they're not valid. They won't hold up in court. It's not something you're allowed to do. Just like you're not allowed to sign an agreement to waive minimum wage. That's why it's called minimum wage. It's not something you can give up. There's ways to get around getting paid, but they are illegal. Obviously you are allowed to volunteer, but that's a little bit different. It's not actually work. You're not actually bound as an employee. It's just a weird thing, the whole mentioning perm, because obviously if you did the most amazing job in the world and the company loved you and could afford you, that they might, any company might say, oh, you know what, we weren't thinking perm before, but we'd love to keep this guy. And any person who has a job and absolutely loves the company might say, well, if they offered me perm, I would stay, even though they may have started off with not, you know, not or perm in their contract. I just find it a very, very bizarre thing to have contracts and this kind of tempting perm sort of thing bantered around as if they go together in some way. The nice thing about contracts is when you say 6-month contract, everybody has an expectation that if you don't go the full 6 months, there's a breach of professionalism, not a breach of contract, but, you know, there's a professional ethic that the recruiting companies have, the hiring companies have, the contractors have, and if you constantly do not meet those expectations, whatever party you are, you're going to get a bad reputation, and people aren't going to work for you, or you're not going to get jobs with companies, or you're not going to get to be the middleman or whatever. But that's a point of professionalism that kind of makes that system work. And the way that it really works is, you know, you go in for a six-month contract or a project contract, and when that project's over, you know, the expectation is that either you're just leaving and, you know, taking some time off, or you've been looking for the next contract all that time. When you take a six-month contract, you immediately begin looking for your next contract after that. You start putting out information, you know, well, I'll be available by such and such a date or very close. And sure, contracts can run over a day or two or whatever, especially when you start getting into longer durations. It's hard to, you know, hire someone for a year and target that a project. And, you know, everyone says 6 months. That's a real popular one to say. Well, what project actually runs 182 days? They don't. You know, maybe they come in somewhere close to that, but that's such a big round number that it's kind of unreasonable. But quite often places will bring you on, especially if you're a developer. It seems a lot of times people will bring you on for a duration of time, but there's no project being done. It's not project work. It's just fill-in work. They're short people, so they want extra people working on whatever's going on. Just you know, headcount, basically. And when you hire for 6 months, the expectation is on your 182nd day, that's it. I mean, really, a date should be established ahead of time. That's just kind of something you learn as a contractor. But you really want there to be a harsh date where either they offer you another contract, they negotiate another contract, or you just don't show up the next day. You don't want to be in a situation where when you get to the end, you have to negotiate an exit where it's kind of like you're quitting or it's kind of like you're being fired. That's when contracts aren't working correctly. The point of contracts is to avoid that kind of thing. So that's anyway, there was a whole bunch extra theory of contracting in there that I wanted to get into. But so I told them, well, we hadn't even considered the possibility of perm. We weren't even looking for contract when this whole thing started, so perm had never even crossed our minds. So Dominic and I talked about it and decided that I had been so impressed with the interview that I had done that we felt that perm might be something we would consider. And the situation was still left. It was 6 months to perm, which I don't like. I like doing either perm or contract. I don't like this, don't hire a contractor if what you want is perm, and don't hire perm if what you want is a contract. Hire the right thing for the right job, because the people you get and the situations are different. But we decided that sounded pretty good, and that we would definitely consider perm. And then they set me up with an additional interview on Friday. So this is, I did the original interview on Wednesday, spoke to them on Thursday, and then did another interview on Friday morning. Friday morning at 10 o'clock, I interviewed with a team lead and one of the senior guys. That was about an hour-long interview. And then I felt that went pretty well. I talked to a bunch of people during the middle of the day, just updates, getting a feel for the whole thing. And then I was offered the position by Friday at 4 o'clock, which we really weren't expecting. The whole thing ended up moving so fast. So we were looking at about 9 days, I believe, maybe 10 days, from the first time the job was mentioned at all to having the position in Jersey, with a full week of that time just being trying to organize the first interview. And then having a day off, and then a second interview 48 hours later. So it's been interesting, let me tell you. It's totally out of the blue. We are just so surprised by how much change has happened. So as you can imagine, everything started moving very quickly at that point. They wanted me to start in 2 weeks, which was March 28th was my original target start date. So this was about mid-March this was happening. So it was the second week in March that all this was going on. So at this point, I had only not been podcasting for 2 weeks. So 2 weeks is not bad in the whole Scott podcasting thing. And then once this started happening, the opportunities for me to podcast just went right out the window. So I think it's kind of understandable that I haven't been doing the show. But so the next 2 weeks between March 14th and March 28th were absolutely crazy. Andy and I did a whole bunch of traveling. We went down to Pittsburgh. We flew to South Carolina, spent a couple days down in South Carolina. We had to take care of just all the loose ends that were going on everywhere to get things settled so that we would be ready for me to go to New Jersey. So it's been quite the adventure. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get some water. And while I do that, I am going to let you listen to Joe Stephen doing the song "And I Love Her." I think you'll recognize this one, but it's this is a real good rendition of it, and I hope you enjoy it. Podsafe Music Network at music.podshow.com for providing the music for this show, as they provide the music for every show. Alright, so I've told you all about how I came to be in New Jersey. So for the past 3 weeks now, it's now April 12th, as I had said. It's actually April 12th. I'm still on the same day as the last section that I recorded. I'm going to try to actually finish this up today. Maybe I'll even... No, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say that I might get another show out over the weekend, because what are the chances? I mean, come on, let's be realistic. So, I've been living for the last 3 weeks at the Clarion Suites in Somerset, New Jersey, which is just outside South Bound Brook, which is on the south bank of the Raritan River, sort of south and west bank. Here in Somerset, we're on the west bank, and up in South Bound Brook, they're on the south bank of the Raritan River as it passes through north central Jersey, heading towards the coast. And I've been in the same room, room 126, for the past 3 weeks. I'm pretty sure I've been the only person in this room for 3 weeks, which is neat, I guess. It's really kind of like my home. In many ways, that's very sad. I've gotten very used to this room. Tonight is actually my, in theory anyway, my final night in the hotel. It's a pretty good location. If I leave early enough in the morning, it only takes me about 15 minutes to get to work in Warren, New Jersey, and that's pretty cool. But I'm moving to the south into North Brunswick, which is just the southwest of New Brunswick. I'm not sure why it's North Brunswick when it's to the south west, but I have an apartment there that I've already put some money down on, and I'm going tomorrow afternoon to actually sign the lease and get the keys and pay the first month's rent and all that good stuff. And so officially, as of tomorrow afternoon, I will be living in North Brunswick, New Jersey, with an actual apartment. It'll be my actual address, and that's where I will live. So this is a really, really big step. As you can imagine, the last 5 weeks, it's actually amazing to me that this whole new job thing has been going on for more than a month now. It's all happened so quickly. And I'm still just getting set up with a lot of things at work that, you know, I'm still the new guy, I'm still the, oh, he hasn't gotten his, you know, such and such a code yet, or, you know, access to this or that, he doesn't know his way around, and all that's still going on, and yet we've been dealing with this now for over 5 weeks, so, boy, it's just so much has been happening that it's crazy. And I've been trying to do these shows from the car while I commute. I've got the little Kodak digital camera, and I can hold it while I drive and do a little vlog, which I think turns out really well. I like it, and I can normally do 6 or 7 minutes, and that's pretty cool, but unfortunately I can't upload them. I got two of those done, uploaded them, and the third one is just waiting to go. So I have no idea when that's finally going to make it. And I haven't had the camera this week, but I definitely hope I will have the camera next week so I can get you videos of the apartment. I kind of want to, you know, take my listeners and viewers along with me for kind of the, you know, the New Jersey experience. This has been, you know, this has been really, really interesting. This is a huge life change for Dominica and I. We've always lived in New York. I've never had a normal 9-to-5 kind of job, and this isn't quite a normal job, but it's much more so than anything she's ever seen me do. I was working at IBM up until 1 week before Dominica and I met, so she has known me through my non-corporate time. Completely. She's known me almost every moment since then. So our life together is dramatically different now, and it's especially rough because I'm living in New Jersey now, and she's still living in Geneseo and working in Rochester, and that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. The original plan was, original plan was, this was a 6-month contract, and so the plan was that I was going to come down here for 6 months and then return to Geneseo, but now it's really a permanent position. This is long-term. This is a full-time job. Forever, basically. And so we are really looking into her moving down much more quickly because there's more work down here, there's more career possibilities for her, and we just don't want to be apart. And so now that I have the apartment, she'll be able to come down more. I've been running home on the weekends because we don't want to pay for a hotel every night if we can help it, although there's so much driving that I don't. It's probably break-even cost-wise, but by going home, I'm able to, you know, she does my laundry, and I'm able to relax a little bit and see the dog, but we've hardly seen each other, Dominica and I, because I will get home on Friday night very, very late. She will have already gone to bed by the time I get home, and then she gets up and goes to work. I'll be so tired that I can't get up early on Saturday because I'll have driven all afternoon after having, or all evening after having worked all day and had a very exhausting week. And then she has to go to work early on Saturday morning, so we don't see each other at all on Saturday. She works a 10-hour day. And then she comes home Saturday evening, about 9 o'clock, and we would see each other for a little tiny bit. We'd watch some Remington Steel or whatever, and then pretty much just go right to bed. And then Sunday, we would, you know, see each other Sunday morning, but then about 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, I have to leave to come back to New Jersey to be able to work Monday morning. So we only get to really see each other Sunday morning and afternoon, and that's it. And this past Sunday, in addition to, you know, all the other running around we did, she and Eric and I actually ended up working a project for T-Mobile that I was in the process of doing before this whole thing with New Jersey started. And so we had to wrap that up. And so we spent all day Sunday working on that. And so we got no time together whatsoever. I mean, we got up in the morning, got ready, left, worked all day, came back, packed, and I walked out the door. And that was it. So we have actually seen each other so little in the last 3 weeks. It is unbelievable. So this coming weekend, I'm going home tomorrow, Thursday. I'm going home in the evening. And I expect to be home. If things go well, I think they're probably going to let me out of work early because they know I haven't been home much, and we're coming up to a long weekend. It's going to be dead. There's not going to be anybody there to work with me, and I'm really at a point where I'm not really self-sufficient at work yet, and I have to run around taking care of the apartment in the afternoon. So I'm guessing with all those things put together, I'm probably going to be able to get out of the office pretty early. The car will already be packed, so if I hit the road even by 5 o'clock, I can be back to Geneseo by 10 o'clock. So she and I will see each other a little bit on Thursday night, and then I'm going to be in Geneseo all day Friday, all day Saturday. It's going to be the longest block of me being home that I've had since the project started, since I first came down on Monday, March 27th. I believe that's right. And then on Sunday, probably midday, most likely. She and I and Oreo are going to drive down to North Brunswick and spend the evening doing a little bit to set up the apartment. Now, there's no television, there's no lamps, there's no internet access, there's no nothing. This is a completely blank apartment that I hopefully will have by then. Hopefully I will have it tomorrow, nothing will go wrong. And then, so Sunday night's going to be, you know, there's no reason to get there early. There's nothing to do. Monday, I'm going to go to work, and Domenica will be at home at my apartment in New Jersey. And I will be at work during the day. She's going to probably, I'm expecting, go out and do some shopping and get to know the area a little bit, because I'm sure I'm going to need lots of stuff for the apartment that we're not going to think of ahead of time, and it'll be the only real chance to go take care of a lot of that stuff, and she'll have nothing else to do. So that'll work out, I think, pretty well. Then we'll see each other Monday evening. And then Tuesday, obviously, I have to go to work. But Tuesday morning, my internet access is supposed to be turned on. And so she is going to stay and wait for Cablevision to come out and hook up the internet access between 8 and 11 o'clock in the morning. And then she'll head back to Geneseo probably as soon as that's done, because there will be absolutely nothing for her to do in the apartment. It'll be a pretty boring place for her and the dog. But at least she'll have Oreo to keep her company. And she'll have her A-plus stuff to study for. And I should mention that she did take her first of her A-plus tests. For those of you who don't know, the CompTIA A-plus is a big kind of entry-level IT certification. It's really, really popular, and it's targeted towards people who are going to do desk-side support. Maybe help desk, but really much more for hands-on working with physical computers at a desktop level. And it's two tests. The first one's on hardware, the second one's on software. And she's done the first test, and she passed that. And so now she's working on the second one. There's no certification until you get both of them. So this is a, you know, big deal. She needs to get the second one done before she gets anything really out of it. But So that's really what's been going on and where we're going. It's just been crazy, and I'm sorry that the show isn't up to the quality of a lot of the other shows, but I'm pretty much just out of it. I'm exhausted, but feeling good. Everything's been going really, really well. The job is great. Everybody keeps asking, how's the job? But it's wonderful. The people are great. The environment is wonderful. The company is very, very supportive of its employees. I have an amazing workstation. I've got a brand new, or just about brand new, really nice Windows desktop HP workstation with dual 19-inch LCD monitors. I have a really expensive Sun Unix workstation with an 18-inch LCD monitor. So I have a 3-monitor array on my desk. I have a really nice ergonomic chair. I have a BlackBerry, which I'm not a big fan of BlackBerries, but I can get email anywhere. I have the ability to use a remote desktop and remote email. So we're actually pretty often expected to work about one day a week from home, which is awesome, especially considering, you know, they really expect 10-hour days, but it's a lot easier to expect 10-hour days when one of your days is spent at home. And there's a lot of flexibility with this, with the scheduling, and they're going to, once I'm up to speed, they're pretty sure that I'm going to be able to work Saturday and take Sunday, Monday off instead of Saturday, Sunday, so that as long as Dominica's on the schedule that she is, we'll be able to see each other a lot more, and that'll be really, really good. And potentially I can even work from home then on Tuesday, so if she, when she comes down, we would be able to see each other really for 3 full days. We would actually get more time together than we were when I was in New York and busy when she was off from work. So it could work out really, really well. But the whole environment, everybody's really, really supportive. I get to work with some really cool technologies in a really, really large shop, much larger than I've ever worked in. So it's a great career move, but it's also a very, very nice investment personally, that this is a place that I'm really enjoying so far. I'm liking the social aspects, the professional aspects. The whole thing has been really, really positive. So we're very excited, and we're hoping that Dominica might actually be able to get a position with this company. They're very large. They're all over Long Island, New York, New Jersey. So it'd be very easy for her to work at the company and not be in any way in contact with me. Most likely she would, in fact, be working in New York City, in Manhattan. I know everybody's been really wondering about the job, but everything's great. We're very, very happy, and we're very excited to be moving into the apartment, and I will be letting you know more about how that is very soon, I hope. Hopefully, I do have a new workstation on order, because I don't own a desktop at this point. Dominica has a desktop, and I do not, so she's keeping hers in New York, obviously. I don't get to steal it, and so I got a new one, which is, it's actually the same as hers, but she has a mini tower. I got a little small form factor, because I'm a big fan of really, really tiny computers, and I got a big 20.1-inch LCD monitor, because I'm going to have nothing but that 20.1-inch monitor. It's going to be my television, it's going to be my computer, my entire life is that monitor, so when you spend as much time in front of a monitor as I do, it is important to have one that's large and comfortable and doesn't cause eye strain. I don't have a chair yet. I haven't dealt with that. I don't have a desk yet. I think we're taking the crappy one from our house in Geneseo and bringing that down, and probably a folding chair for a while. Eric is getting me an old laser printer that no one was using, and that's pretty much all I'm going to have. We've made no plans for me to have anything else whatsoever in the apartment. So, of course, Andy compared it to our time in Pittsburgh, and that's probably a pretty good comparison. It's going to be a completely bare apartment with me in it, and at least my computer will be in the apartment and not somewhere else. So I'm really moving into a dedicated kind of techno-geek computer professional realm where there's nothing whatsoever to do except my job. So I'm excited. There's just so much going on. I don't know what all to tell you, and I don't know how to get everybody caught up. So I hope that was enough, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope that I can get back and get the show rolling on a regular basis again really, really soon. And I'm going to let Katie Foffel from New York City, she's a singer right here in New York, because I'm only a few miles outside of New York City, and I thought it'd be very appropriate to wrap up this show with her song Someday. So thanks, everybody. This has been Sheep Grinding Llama, episode 46 for April 11th and 12th, 2006, coming to you for the first time from the state of New Jersey. I am Scott. I hope you enjoyed the show. And this is Katie Foffel with Someday.
It's gotten late, but I'm not sleeping. A million thoughts in my head keep me awake as I lay seeking the key to my peace of mind. Seems